Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ryan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I recently had a woman tell me that I need to have more respect for women, to see them as more than just sex objects. I would like your take on this. Is a woman you're getting to know and trying to date automatically worthy of your respect? I find that I look at all men with respect until they do something to break that trust. I've become more red-pilled and know all about the modern woman's past. I am a naturally nice guy and want to be generous to everyone, but I don't want to get walked on either. The ladies wanted respect but turn around and objectify themselves. The pump and dump culture goes against my social conditioning. I can't help but simp out when I meet a woman that I like. Also, how does a man gain respect from a woman? Thanks for your advice. Cheers. Well, Ryan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm a little bit different than you. I look at all people, male or female, with suspicion until they do something worthy of my respect. But with regards to trust, I'm exactly like you. Since we live in a fairly high trust society, I do trust all people until they show me reasons why not to. As for women, I'm suspicious of their motives the way that I am of guys named Gary with a thick Indian accent, trying to sell me duck cleaning services day after day. But what I find interesting about your conversation with that woman is that you didn't mention if you were after her or not. The way she's speaking about not respecting women is her possibly telling you that she doesn't want you while insulting you at the same time. Did you do something to make her think you didn't have any respect for her? Or did you just come on to her and that's how she rejected you? As for men respecting women, there are women that have my respect and usually by being a hard worker and smarter at something than I am. Able to innovate and discover something that no man has discovered before. Like when I read the money speech from Ayn Rand in Atlas Shrugged. I respected her ability to write that. Of course, she was friends with Alan Greenspan back then, so she certainly had a little bit of help. But I find that you don't respect women you want to hop in the sack with, at least not automatically. The attraction is usually just skin deep if you want to do something sexual. But as I've gotten older and women's beauty has become boring, all they have left at some point is their personality and accomplishments. And most of them just coasted on their looks their entire lives, so they don't have anything else to respect. Women always say things like, they want to be respected for more than just the way they look. I find that women that say that don't have anything worthy of respecting. They spent their entire young life being nothing more than a human being instead of a human doing, and never accomplished anything worthy of my respect. Many these days not even raising children properly. Many of them know you don't really like them or respect them for who they are, but only because you're wearing love goggles and want to spawn up their slits. But still, they won't do anything to gain that respect. They know they're a one-trick pony, and once the wall comes for their looks, they can't transition from sex appeal to male respect. I think that's why many women work so hard to build up a career, because they fear that transition. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Clown World Explained. This YouTube channel explains how the world has gone insane. It's hosted by a guy named Paradox, and he reminds me of a Rastafarian Morpheus. He makes daily content chronicling our clown world, and he's got a Cat Lady Walk-In series, as well as thought topics, and one called Send In the Clowns. He destroys woke cat moms and leaves them cowering under their beds. Check him out and subscribe to his channel. Sponsor link is down below.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Anyways, now back to Women Just Want Respect for being who they are instead of accomplishing something Clown World show. It makes me think that all the women writing for Hollywood films and TV shows want men's respect for working on such projects, but their work is absolutely awful. Because again, they know that their looks will fade, and they need to fall back on some form of social status as they get older. Ryan, you asked me, how does a man gain respect from a woman? By having good looks while he's younger, but by then elevating his social status and having money when he's older. So women are now competing with men for social status and money, the very same things that they crave from males. When they get their high status jobs in a superhero film or Star Wars, and it flops, they instantly assume that men are upset that women are stealing their status. And so we boycott female-led productions because we're some sort of evil male collective bent on putting them in the kitchen or something. Their response is instinctual. What they have failed to recognize is that the reason we're upset is because their work is not worthy of our respect or shekels. Another thing they've been doing over the last 50 years to gain respect is to label themselves as feminists. But most women are fake feminists versus the real ones, especially in the West. As far as I'm concerned, the real feminists were the women from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s in Eastern Europe. They nurtured their children, they were feminine, and they also had careers. They did everything. My mother's generation and first half of Gen X from there did it all and had it all. Women like one of my cousins. No generation has lived up since. They worked their hands to the bone. But did that earn them the respect of men? No, it didn't. Because their men took them for granted. But did their women respect them? Yes, because they stood up to their shit testing. But also no, because they didn't give them the standard of life that they wanted, that they saw being beamed in from the Western television and film productions. I've found women from many older generations worthy of my respect. A woman that gains my respect doesn't have to be beautiful. Again, she just needs to be hardworking, good at what she does, and gain status, or fame, or fortune from her ingenuity and perseverance. She doesn't even have to be beautiful or agreeable. Those are usually the same traits that women are looking for in a man. As I said, part of the reason they want those things is as a transition from relying on their looks to relying on status. But another part is also about the good old female chameleon routine. If they can project respectability, then they assume that a man that's also respectable would be attracted to them. That men value the same things that they do, instead of sexuality, youth, beauty, and fertility. Those are two different approaches to getting the attention of a man. But I think that the older women cling to the idea of men needing to respect them as their primary means of attracting men, after their ovaries have dried up. In theory, the woman that should be in the most demand is young, fertile, beautiful, and has status, i.e. respect and money. That's the holy grail for women. But most never get all of those things, and they're bitter about it because men in their 30s and 40s can get respect when their sexual marketplace value is the highest, when they're older. And those men that have everything don't want the old women with status cats in a career. Also, this idea that women complain when objectified is absolutely crazy. Of course they want to be objectified. Recently, the Dignify AI software began covering up their chesticles, and they were saying that men hated women for covering them up digitally. So what they're saying is they actually want to be objectified. Don't listen to what they say. Instead, watch what they do, and watch the crazy growth of the Lonely Fools platform. It's only once they become too old to be objectified as a sexual object, unless they're a cougar or coyote, that they start to complain. Once the objectification no longer gives them access to the best men, of course. Let's see how they deal with their de-objectification as AI starts to take their ability to make money from their melons away. Maybe the neo-Luddites in coming years will destroy the Apple or Samsung store so that men don't buy phones or computers and instead pay attention to real-life women instead. Or they attack the Loverbot factories or the AI and artificial womb companies that make their ovaries obsolete. You know, they'll probably try and get into political office to pass legislation to force men to pay attention to them and their hynies. They might pass respect the breast laws, when it's not even respect, it's just plain old objectification. They'll say that objectification is illegal, but I wouldn't put it past them to pass laws promoting the objectification of women by destroying dolls or robots that objectify the female form, or that ban AI-generated videos of ladies doing naughty things. The cooch competition is coming, and get ready for them to do some crazy things to keep their marketplace value as high as possible, because AI will take away their ability to profit off their objectification, and then the double whammy is when AI takes their ability away to gain any respect in the working world, because AI will do everything for mankind. We could easily see a situation where women lose their respectable careers along with the power of their rears. Just imagine what type of existential crisis that's going to unleash on the world. In the past, revolutions were protested against by men like the Luddites during the Industrial One. I suspect that with the AI revolution, it'll be attacked by women more than anyone else because they'll lose attention from men and purpose they get from working. Maybe they'll get so bored that they'll go back to making babies. Who knows? But that won't give them the respect that they want, and they won't be objectified either. If you think the current mental health crisis is bad right now for women, just wait until that happens. A huge chunk of the female population might just off themselves if the trends we've seen with social media continue. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ryan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in coming years, women might lose men's objectification and their respect. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from figuring out they're about to lose everything before it actually happens away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.